What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
You don't know what that art is, Mr. Trash. I'd show you, but I'm too old. I'm too tired, I'm too fucking blind. If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Not many people can handle the truth. This is Tim. This is Get Off My Lawn, the Mad Ramblings of a Gen Xer. We've said it once, we've said it a million times. The truth shall always set you free. Want to talk about some of the craziness going on in this world. Want to talk about sesame seeds on a sesame seed bun. Want to talk about gas. I'm not talking about the type that comes out your behind. I'm not the type of gas you put in your car. I'm talking about gas that is used for gas stoves. Used for cooking. I will tell you this. I am a barbecuer. I like to barbecue. I don't use propane. Propane to me is sacrilegious when you're cooking a steak, when you're cooking a porterhouse. When you're sitting there with your filet mignon and you're throwing it on the grill. I always use charcoal. Actually, I don't use charcoal. I use petrified wood. But when I'm in my home, I like to cook with gas. I have a gas stove. I believe in gas stoves. I believe gas stoves give you the best way to heat your food, best solutions in regards to making, you know, the best meal possible. I find that electric stoves to me are a little bit more mundane, a little bit more difficult to use, but I'm a gas guy. So it was shocking to me when the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission came out, and they've kind of backtracked a little bit from this, but come out and said that they're considering a ban on gas stoves because of the harmful pollutants caused on respiratory and other health issues. So, I would assume that gas is probably more prevalent than electric. When you buy a home, you mainly always want to get gas products. Usually, back in the day, gas was cheaper to run than it was electric. So like if you got a gas dryer, it was usually cheaper to run than if you're running an electric dryer. Same with gas heat is usually less expensive than electric. But you know, that's changing a little bit with the supply chain issues. And you know, we're not going to get into that though. But this came out of Bloomberg, and they're basically saying that the agency plans to act on appliances because the pollutants can cause respiratory and health issues. Dun-dun-dun. Where did they get their data from? As I was doing the research for this or looking into this, I've never really seen exactly where their data is coming from. The agency's commissioner says this is a hidden hazard. Any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned. 35% of all homes in America right now, we've talked about this a second ago, have gas stoves. 35%. I always thought it was a little bit larger. According to the report, which is coming from the World Health Organization and the EPA, two organizations that I don't believe anything they ever say. I love how farmers in California are being denied water because there are certain microorganisms in certain creeks that would become extinct if they allowed the farmers to, I don't know, grow their crops. But we're not gonna get into that. But they're saying that the carbon monoxide, the nitrogen dioxide, and other things are causing cancer. It's unsafe. It potentially can cause cardiovascular problems, cancer, and other health conditions. Potentially. But again, there is nothing that they're saying. There's no long-term study. There's no indication that this is going to happen. After testing gas ranges and finding elevated levels of nitrogen gases, Consumer Reports strongly advise people to consider buying electric ranges rather than gas. Now, gas ranges have been around forever. So now Consumer Reports is coming out and said, "Hey, I've tested this because, you know what? I went to the medical school of Consumer Reports." Has anyone seen the lunacy yet? strongly advise people to buy this. Now, of course, we have some federal lawmakers like Cory Booker, the nut from Newark, sent a letter to the agency in December requesting the consideration of a warning label on range hoods and performance standards. Da, da, da. We need a warning label on your stove. How long have gas stoves been around?
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Policymakers, of course, at state and local levels are also considering to get rid of the gas appliances and exchange them in for electric. Now, there is a key phrase, though, that has been omitted in some of the articles, but and exchange them for electric to reduce the use of fossil fuels. Someone actually made a boo-boo, made a slip-up, and said this. Now, in Ann Arbor, in Michigan, they adopted the A20 plan in June of 2020, calling for residents to buy electric vehicles, install solar panels, and rely less on fossil fuels. So this isn't an attack on this cancer-causing agent. This isn't an attack on these other issues, these cardiovascular issues. No, 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 no. Here's the key phrase. To reduce the use of fossil fuels. Now, the problem is this. If you go over to these European utopias, if you go over to the UK, if you go over to these other places such as Paris, we're going to talk about the Paris, what's really going on in Paris. We're going to talk about that as well. But you go into these utopias, they're having these issues with heating their homes, rolling blackouts, food shortages. They basically had 500,000 people march in Paris because of the fact that they are tired of these politicians crafting policies in reference to renewable energy that are hurting the public, that are not allowing them to grow, not allowing them to feed their families, not allowing them to keep their families warm. All in the issue of science, but of course the science is not exact. I'm not a scientist. I don't play one on TV. But I have asked questions.
But that's okay. Remember, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
And I've asked these questions, and you always get a different answer. You get a different answer from everyone you talk to. I love it because they all sit there and say, yes, there. I go back to this. Years ago in the 70s, where we were all going to die because of global cooling. We were all going to die because the earth is getting colder. Then you get over to Al Gore, the wonderful Al Gore. I always laugh with I always think, when I think of Al Gore, I always think of Man Bear Pig from South Park. Then we went from global cooling to global warming. We're all going to die because it's global warming. And then we found out that global warming caused global cooling. Yeah, let that one sink in for a minute. Then we went from global cooling to global warming to climate change. And most scientists will tell you that the climate does change every year. It really does. And people will point out the severity of the droughts. But does anyone remember like the droughts from the 20s? There wasn't a lot of carbon monoxide from vehicles in the 20s. You know, the dust bowls, you know, during the Depression, where there was hardly any rain. We don't remember that. They talk about historic hurricanes, but they don't want to talk about the seasons in Florida when there was like 13 hurricanes in a row. But it's all different, though. But this is all basically balling up onto an attack on fossil fuels still. Getting away from fossil fuels. And listen, I am not a person that will sit there and tell you that we should not be looking at renewable energies. But I am a person that will tell you you need to have a equal share of both. Because right now, renewable energy is not capable or able to support the electric grid. It is not capable to meet the demand. Look at Texas. Look what happened not too long ago in Texas when the wind turbines froze and there was no solar ability for solar panels because of the fact that it was overcast. What happened there? It was a disaster. It was an unmitigated disaster. You need to have balance. You need to have balance. And I think that is the key to this. I love it when the mayor of Ann Arbor, Michigan, Christopher Taylor, a Democrat, who served as the mayor since 2014, he came out and was talking about renewable, you know, getting rid of gas, you know, making this push to zero emissions. Then in October, Taylor installed a gas line and a gas-powered fireplace in his home. I mean, it's just crazy. And then you want to look, you know, one of the things we don't talk about in reference to the Inflation Reduction Act, which does not do that, it offers rebates of up to $840 for those that purchase a new electric range. This was part of the earmarks of the $4.5 bill. It was for almost four, excuse me. I'm trying not to cough here. Got that out of the way quickly. But that's another $4.5 billion earmark to help low to moderate income houses electrify their homes. I just think it's so funny because of the fact that we're having problems right now currently with our power grid. We are currently having issues with this. We had in California not too long ago during the heat wave, them telling people, don't go and charge your electric cars when you're home because of the fact that we do not have enough. We don't have enough electricity to actually handle the demand. So now you are going to have electric cars, electric stoves, electric houses, and not having the capability to actually turn around and supply the necessary power to power these items. So people can live. And then it's funny as oh hell, because you're talking about all this. And then there was a photo that went viral just recently of Jill Biden cooking on a gas stove. Really? I mean, all of a sudden you're talking about all this. You're moving towards this. And all of a sudden, you have pictures surfacing of her using the banned gas stoves to cook. It's one of those things. I've said it before. It's you know, don't do what I do. Just do what I say. And that's the way the Democrats work. And that's the way they've always worked. Do what I do. Just don't do what I say. But now, like I said, just recently, the Biden officials have backed off a little bit. The federal agency, of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, has backed off a little bit. He's still talking about the hidden hazards, but he's saying now that any option's on the table, so we have to kind of wait and see. But he still says products that can't be made safe will be banned. Will be banned. Over 40 million homes, I was looking up the numbers, over 40 million American households use gas. They use gas. And I love it because, you have all these people that are telling you, don't do it, don't do it. And then it cracks me up because of the fact that where is the study? We're never talking about the study. Usually these studies take years. Usually they take like 10, 15 years. No, but Consumer Reports is coming out saying, hey, listen, we don't need to do a study. That would just be crazy. Why would we want to do a study? No. We're just going to tell you it's bad for you. It just makes you go crazy. But all this is always based on the greater good. The greater good for everyone. And now it may make us suffer for the next 10, 20 years ourselves, but it's always for the greater good. And like I said, you know, over in Europe, they had been moving towards renewable energies. And on Saturday, there was a demonstration in Paris in reference to rising prices and pension reform. You really didn't see much about this in the news, but what you did see is you saw thousands of people marching around the Eiffel Tower. You saw this because of the fact that people are just getting tired. People are getting tired for working as hard as they do and to be told by the government, well, you know what? You have to do what we tell you to do because you're children and we're the adults, your children, we're the adults. So we know what's best for you. But at the end of the day, do they really? Why does it always seem like when they know that what's best for us, it's always what's best for us. But you know what we need to not do? We need to not look at what they're doing. But don't worry. It's all for the greater good. You always wonder if it's time to panic.
My professional opinion that now is the time to panic.
I'm not panicking yet. But now a major food brands, major food brands are adding sesame to basically an item as a shortcut. Now, the FDA has just recently declared the seed a major allergen. I'm not sure. Sesame's not a nut, is it? I mean, I eat sesame seeds on bed. Now, my wife has severe nut allergies. I mean, she can't even look at a nut. If she looks at a nut, you know, she blows up in the like a balloon. I have to get the EpiPen, and we have to rush her. We have to rush her to the hospital. So I'm not thinking sesame is a nut. But sesame has been named the 9th major allergen in the U.S. by the FDA. Now, you're probably asking me, what are the other major allergens besides sesame? I got no clue. I got no clue. We're not going to talk about that, though. But evidently, sesame is in so many foods. But according to people, again, that aren't doctors, it's often a subtle allergen that many people have not realized can be life-threatening. Everything can be life-threatening. It's all life-threatening. And I love it because you have an allergist and immunologist telling us this. How many people really have sesame poisoning? I mean, I'm not trying to be facetious because, like I said, allergens are, like I said, we live with the allergens in this house. I mean, like I said, my wife is extremely allergic. But really? Really? Sesame's in a lot of stuff. If you want to go keto, if you want to go vegan or whatever, that's fine. But we need to take sesame is in bread. Sesame's in a lot of things. And I love it because they were talking about the fact that such major food brands such as Wendy's, Olive Garden, Chick-fil-A have added more sesame to their menu instead of less. Now, of course, Chick-fil-A, if you may not know this, cooks with peanut oil. And I find it interesting that my wife can't even open up a jar of peanut butter, but she can eat Chick-fil-A with peanut oil. And I love it because this serves as an economic shortcut for these companies to add this sesame. To me, it's like a filler. It's like adding sawdust. And now they want people to explicitly label their sesame in their products instead of pushing and funding clean manufacturing lines. So in other words, people are saying that they're just putting the sesame in because they don't want to have the funding to clean manufacturing lines, so we're just going to use sesame. Olive Garden revealed that its suppliers have added less than 2% more sesame flour to their breadsticks, due to the potential for cross contamination at the bakery. So it's less than 2%. And they've even said, we have updated our allergen guidelines accordingly, and we share the information to our guests. So what's the problem? If you have a sesame allergen, why not? I mean, these people are telling you. Chick-fil-A spoke out and said about their brands, and they did not want a recipe change for sesame flour to be added in its white and multigrain buns. But it's the bread supplier who found it necessary to do so. So it wasn't Chick-fil-A's fault. They were informed of the need of this recipe change by a bread supplier who was unable to guarantee with a certainty their product lines for the white buns and everything else are sesame free. I mean, it's one of these things, you know what? Like I said, you have to find out, you have to understand what you're eating. You have to take self-awareness and you have to take self and personal responsibility to ask these questions. If you have a severe nut allergy to something such as sesame, that you would probably ask. But like I'm saying, it's sesame. I mean, think about how many things really have sesame in it? If you've ever read the label, How many things have sesame in it? And I love it because you have certain countries that are trying to create a sesame-free environment. Offering clear labeling for consumers is accomplished every day in other countries. Canada has labeled for sesame for years. Well, good for Canada.
Think you gonna get away with it? Not up in here!
Not up in here!
And I'm not making light of this. But you've heard people with nut allergies. You really have. But how many people have you heard that have sesame allergies? And you know what? on a sesame seed bun. Two wall beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Does anyone remember that commercial? So I guess that's for the Whopper. So I guess that's sesame. That's sesame. We also had today Biden coming out and finding out that he was surprised. Biden, of course, had some classified documents was discovered at his Penn Biden Center office in the University of Pennsylvania. These were documents that he had moved over, I assuming since he was a vice president. Of course, as you know, this is what they were trying to nail Trump on, which is fine. But unlike Trump, who had the ability to declassify documents as a president, a vice president does not have that capability. So these documents were found in Biden's office possession. There was no raid. There was no SWAT teams jumping through the windows. No. It's okay, because like we said it before, do as I say, not as I do. We're going to talk about a little bit about that more in the next coming episode. I just want to just say thank you, everyone, again, who's been watching, who's been listening. This is Tim. This is Get Off My Lawn. The Mad Ramblings of a Gen Xer. You know what? I'm out of here.